The structural architecture of European wealth preservation is facing an unprecedented regulatory realignment. Today, Wednesday, May 20, 2026, asset protection attorneys and private wealth offices across the Eurozone are racing to overhaul high net worth, HNW, estate plans. The widespread disruption stems from a coordinated enforcement sweep led by French and German tax authorities. By executing a strict unequal marital property tax Europe framework, regulators are systematically targeting unequal marital property division clauses, a legacy mechanism long utilized by affluent families to pass massive fortunes to surviving spouses completely insulated from gift and inheritance tax nets. The bilateral crackdown, eradicating the matrimonial shield. Historically, matrimonial law across continental Europe operated as a pristine tax shield that routinely superseded traditional succession rules. By entering into specialized, notary-certified marriage contracts, couples could legally bypass standard inheritance restrictions. Under the updated 2026 regulatory audit cycles, however, European tax administrations are applying advanced look-through anti-abuse doctrines to retroactively dismantle these structures. The current enforcement wave is anchored by aggressive policy shifts within two dominant European legal regimes. 1. France. Targeting the clause de principe under the traditional French communauté universelle, universal community of property, regime, couples frequently integrated a clause de principe or a clause de partage inégal, unequal division clause. This allowed a surviving spouse to claim up to 100% of the shared marital estate upon the death of their partner. Because French civil jurisprudence historically classified this transfer strictly as an implementation of matrimonial law rather than a succession event, the transaction bypassed inheritance mechanisms entirely. Today, the Direction Générale des Finances Publiques, DGFIP, is operationalizing updated auditing guidelines. Any asset allocation exceeding the standard 50% communal baseline is now subject to retrospective recharacterization if it infringes upon the mandatory reserve fractions, reserve héréditaire, of protected heirs. 2. Germany. Clamping down on the Güterstandsschaukel in Germany, high-net-worth couples have long executed a strategy known as the Güterstandsschaukel, marital property swing. Under this maneuver, a couple living under the statutory regime of Zugewinnausgleich, community of accrued gains, would contractually switch to Gütertrennung, separation of property, via a notary. This switch triggered a massive, tax-free equalization claim to balance the accrued wealth between spouses. Immediately after the transfer, the couple would swing back to the statutory regime. For 2026, the German Federal Central Tax Office, Bundeszentralamt für Steuern, and regional tax offices, Finanzamt, have formalized an aggressive auditing position. Any equalization adjustments that do not correspond to authentic, mathematically verifiable economic gains accumulated during the marriage are recharacterized as disguised taxable gifts under Section 7 of the Gift and Inheritance Tax Act, ERB-STG. The fiscal formula, calculating the taxable excess margin under the Harmonized Unequal Marital Property Tax Europe look-through protocols, when a marriage is dissolved via death or divorce, the tax authority calculates the taxable excess wealth allocation directly to bypass common digital rendering glitches. The calculation follows a straightforward baseline rule. Taxable excess wealth equals contractual share minus 0.50 baseline times total value of communal assets to map this cleanly out within an automated audit workflow. Contractual share, the fraction of the communal estate assigned to the preferred spouse under the modified marriage contract, e.g., 0.75 for a 75% split. Total value of communal assets, the verified aggregate valuation of all assets held within the shared marital community upon dissolution. The retrospective tax trap. If the contractual share climbs anywhere above the flat 50% baseline, the remaining asset delta is automatically extracted from the protected matrimonial matrix. It is pushed directly into active regional gift and inheritance tax schedules, retroactively evaluated based on the original date of the marital contract's modification rather than the date of dissolution. The compliance shift, legacy loopholes versus enforced 2026 realities operational at.